KQV News Time, 7:22. Of course, as you heard here on KQV last night, the president offered an Oval Office address, basically saying it's time to turn the page when it comes to combat operations in Iraq. He also gave a preview of the resumption of direct Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Let's talk more about both of those issues. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith is back with us. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Bruce.
So anything, let's start first of all with the address last night. Anything in there kind of surprise you or maybe be necessarily phrased differently than maybe we thought?
A couple of surprises, Bruce. I think starting with the way the president praised his predecessor, George W. Bush, considering that Barack Obama as a candidate had been pretty scathing about the Iraq War and the man who authored it, the current president was said very good things about George W. Bush. He had just gotten off the phone with him, of course, from Air Force One. And he said that no one can doubt President Bush's patriotism and his commitment to the security of his country, and he even had some fairly kind words for the surge, something he had opposed at the time, by way of praising the U.S. troops who fought it block by block to restore Iraq's security. The other thing I have to say, Bruce, that struck me was the fact that Obama spent so much time talking about the challenges that still lie ahead, a lot about Afghanistan, I guess that was expected, but the economy was a big part of this speech. The president said, look, we've got to focus on strengthening ourselves here at home. I'd say about almost a quarter of the speech. That was a lot. I was surprised by that.
And as we move ahead now, the president opening a new round of Mideast peace talks, what are the prospects or the are these too lofty, the expectations that the president has?
Well, I have to say the Mideast is the graveyard of presidential peace hopes over the years, and this current round of peace talks, obviously an achievement that the administration wants to trumpet, getting the Israelis and Palestinians back to the table face-to-face after about 20 months of trying. That said, it is the expectations, Bruce, are very limited. The actual talks, the president's going to host these guys at the White House today. The actual talks begin at the State Department tomorrow. I think the most that we're going to get out of that right now is just an agreement to meet again. The White House hopes that these two sides can get in the rhythm of regular meetings, but even that may well be an accomplishment.
And before we let you go, Mark, anything else on the president's plate either the rest of this week that might be noteworthy? I know we're heading into a holiday weekend and such, but anything else important on the plate?
Well, the president's mainly going to be preparing for the return of Congress next week and sort of his last legislative shot before the election campaign seizes. And there is talk of additional economic measures, possibly including extending some of the Bush tax cuts that the president might propose as soon as Congress gets back to town.
All right. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith. Always great to talk to you, Mark. Have a great day.
Thanks. Same to you, Bruce.
All right.